the Got Wieners and Such podcast. I'm one of the many, I guess, rotating hosts, but I mean, clearly the most talented host, Royce Lopez. If you were just sitting in Hippo Juice, you know that I've...
Royce, I don't toot my own horn, Lopez.
I do. That's not true. You're lying. Sean's joining us this evening. Mark is joining us this evening.
Hey, what's going on?
Jesse is joining us this evening. Both of them back from Popular Demand, because I know you guys really liked them last time they were on. Marie is here, of course.
Of course.
Yay!
Ariel is on.
Hi, Ariel.
Hello.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, guys.
Did I miss anybody? I said Sean. I said,
You got everyone.
Okay.
Did you say Dennis?
Yes, I said Dennis.
Sean?
Dennis is, yes, this is Sean.
Did you say Mark?
I said Mark.
Markle.
Okay, so we're going to start the Game of Thrones show. What episode was it?
What was
it called? Murray sent it to me before the show, but I didn't even look.
Season 5, uh-huh. Episode 7, uh-huh. Titled The Gift.
The Gift.
Can I explain why it's called The Gift?
Sure. I would love to hear why it's called The Gift.
Everyone got herpes.
Because Daenerys got the best present ever. Dinkles.
She got the dinkles.
That whole episode, man, a lot happened.
Shit went down.
Yeah.
I feel like so much happened, I can't remember what happened.
Okay, we watched a bit of it before the show. Before
we had to rewatch it because so much shit went down.
I remember what happened. Winter's almost here. I saw a snowflake.
It started snowing.
Oh my God, everyone's covered in snow.
Let's talk about the snow. Jesse pointed it out. The person that was doing the snow for the filming of this episode, she hit an award.
Every single person was covered in snow.
Jesse wants to be covered in Jon Snow.
Yeah.
Jon Snow looks like he's covered in blow.
Snowflakes and flurries and snow cover were on fleek.
Yes.
This episode.
Perfect.
The one part where Reek is going to the tower to go light the candle, and it's coming in sideways. Like, it's a full-blown tornado.
Full-blownsies.
It's like coming in Sansa's window, and her window was closed.
So what you're saying is winter's coming.
Yes.
Came hard.
I wish they would have warned us.
And then fucking Sam's Club gets beat up protecting one of the wildlings.
Sam's Club?
Yeah, Sam's Club.
Sam's Club.
She looks like someone that would shop there.
Yeah, but then he had the sex.
Yeah, he did have fucking terrible
Sam
sex.
Sam got laid.
That's true.
That sex was bad.
I'm honestly surprised that wildling woman and her baby did not get raped way sooner. I mean...
I know.
Those guys were really holding true to their vows for an incredibly long time before they attempted.
That's because Jon Snow was there protecting bitches. You know,
Jon Snow and Aemon Targaryen who died.
That's true.
I actually felt kind of sad when he
died. Their deep tragedy of losing Aemon Targaryen as well as...
They looted his corpse as soon as he died.
In Baltimore?
Yes.
Skyrim?
They immediately had to rape the first woman they saw.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
As is tradition.
Which they failed, and the wildling did, as wildlings do, protect their fat man.
And have sex.
Did we all forget about Ghost until he popped out of the corner?
That was pretty badass seeing Ghost, but you kind of feel like Ghost, they only bring him up like deus ex machina, like when they need him, because he really should be fucking more shit up. He should be next to Sam the whole time.
Yeah, what
if you
Ghost
like came
doing?
In and walked away?
Yeah.
He's like, all right, I'm done here. Bye.
You kids settle down.
He's trying to sleep. He's like an animatronic ghost for a ghost ride because he just pops out at the same point every single time, and then he just retracts back.
Yeah, it's true. He didn't even do anything. He just showed up, like, looked at him sternly, like, you better not.
And you would think wildling bitch would use a condom. She already has one kid she can't take care of.
She doesn't know
any better. I don't think that's how that works.
What?
She's inbred. She doesn't know.
She's way more than inbred. She's like Inception inbred, like 7 levels down of retard.
It's bad.
It's really bad. But she knows the sex.
I do appreciate the two men.
Oh, she does.
The two men that were about to rape her were asking the question, is she really hot or is she just hot because she's the only girl in this godforsaken castle?
That's terrible.
Because I think we've all thought that before.
Every single one of us has thought that. Is she really hot or is it just them, the producers, trying to make her look retarded because she's been Inception molested?
Right, so, it's like working at the post office. It's like if there's a decent looking chick at the post office, she's like, is she really attractive or I've been working at the post office too long?
So
she's 4 a.m. in the club hot.
Exactly.
She's 4 a.m. in the club hot?
Yeah.
She's not like 6 a.m. No. What the hell happened the next morning hot?
I'm being generous.
Do you think that she was forcing herself on Sam or that Sam really wanted it? Because he was just laying there.
He didn't
like
say
a lump.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why Royce is saying it was bad sex. He was totally making really manly sounds.
Yeah, I love getting my yes, I love your vagina on my penis. It was the worst.
Okay, to be fair, Sam also used when what's his name, Mance Rayder, got burned alive as his little, hey, I'm gonna put my arm around your shoulder and console you, baby, because you don't want to see this shit, but hide in my armpit, my smelly, smelly crow armpit.
That's another thing I thought about when they were burning Maester Aemon.
Aemon Targaryen.
That was probably the warmest they've been in a really long time. Like a giant campfire.
I worry about them being so cold.
How to make a fire.
And then we have Sansa talking. Sansa was talking to Theon.
Oh, man.
About helping out, put the candle up there, and then Theon gets up there, and Lord Michael Bolton's up there waiting for him.
Yeah, so I was asking
Bolton Jr. Yeah.
I was asking Royce before the show, I'm like, did Ramsay's know to be in that tower to prevent Theon from lighting the candle, or does Ramsay's just eat dinner in that stupid tower and Reek happened to stumble upon him as he was going up there?
I didn't think he even went into the tower.
Yeah, he went to see Ramsay.
Yeah, that
like
was.
I thought it was like a misdirect.
Oh,
that wasn't the tower at all.
No, it was like Silence of the Lambs. Like he was like walking up, like he's gonna go to the tower. He's going to the tower, and then he went to where Ramsay is.
I thought he was in the tower.
Yeah, I thought he was in the tower too.
I thought Ramsay's was sitting waiting for him.
That's
what I thought too, but it's not all broken down. Like it's like a nice room.
Yeah,
like that tower is broken as shit.
I guess so, but maybe they remodeled it.
I don't know, it's still got all plywood all over it.
Maybe HGTV did like a home revamp on the tower. Yeah. You don't know.
Flip my tower.
Yo, Westeros Cribs.
Oh, that's a good show.
That's kind of
Property Brothers came in.
That's really just...
Like, listen, we're going to fix it up, then we're going to sell it.
Sponsored by the Iron Bank.
Whoa, Property African Americans.
That's really disappointing because I honestly thought that Theon had his wits about him again and was going to try to do good or at least beat up Ramsay's for completely mutilating him. Why would he be on Ramsay's side?
Because he's afraid of him.
That's scary.
Ramsay literally has his balls.
Like he's so broken. Literally.
True.
So this is done, right? I mean, he's not going to try to, you know, get the best of Ramsay anytime soon. He's going to be subservient. So Sansa definitely has to have Littlefinger or somebody come rescue her, otherwise she's going to continue to get the crap beaten out of her.
Brienne's just waiting. She's been staring at Winterfell like, hey, when's that candle going to get lit?
I know, she's just jonesing to rescue somebody.
Brienne's probably super bitter party of one that, like, Sansa was like, no, I don't need your help, I'm fine. And Brienne's like, no, you really do need
let
my help.
Let me rescue
Please
you.
Please let me help you. No, it's not.
Love
it. Now she's like, fuck.
Okay. I love how at least twice an episode they cut to her with cricket sounds in the background.
I know.
Just her lobe sitting and staring out the window.
She was only in it like 15 seconds, but it was the exact same shot for 15 seconds.
It's just her watching.
Once Brienne gets word that Sansa was raped, she's going to fall to her knees and yell no like Darth Vader did in episode 3.
No!
Well, I hope.
Podrick's just going to sit there looking awkward like, I don't know what's going on. I just want to be a knight.
And speaking of Littlefinger, because you guys brought him up, who the fuck's side is he on?
His own.
His.
Yeah.
What is his game? I felt kind of bad for him as he was looking over his broken down whore nest.
Yeah, I did feel kind of bad, but then I was like, no, you're still creepy.
He's got this. He's fine. He's fine. He's playing both sides. If either one of those sides finds out what he's trying to do with the other side, then he's probably going to die, but he's got 2-3 steps ahead of everybody.
Both sides. He's playing like 4 sides.
Yeah. It's really great.
He's like, he's playing a Dungeons and Dragons 12-sided die.
I like this guy.
I like his gumption.
Aw.
Yeah. Wasn't he talking to somebody when he walked into his broken down whorehouse? Who was in the room?
Olenna.
Yeah.
It was Olenna. Nana. Lady Olenna is fucking my hero. I love this old bitch. Despite the fact that she looks like Skeletor and her eyeballs kind of creep me out.
They're so small.
She's amazing.
They're so sunken in. Yeah. She's going to lose her goddamn mind. The fact that they arrested Marjorie and the gay one that I don't remember.
Loras.
Loras.
Thank you. Slow Loras. That's right.
Yes. Slow Loras. I'll tell you what, that conversation with Olenna and the High Sparrow, that was...
Captain High Sparrow.
Probably one of the best spots of the season. Jack Sparrow.
Captain High Sparrow.
Captain High Sparrow. Yeah.
He just
Jack
got
Sparrow's
promoted.
Dad.
Or grandpa, maybe?
Yeah.
Something more.
He really does
lines.
Look like the Pope.
He was in Pirates of the Caribbean.
He was. He was the dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in Tomorrow Never Dies.
That's true.
He was the bad guy.
Yeah, the High Sparrow.
These are all things.
The High Sparrow is a total wild card because he has no allegiance to anyone but the Lord that he worships. So he's ready to put every person that had ever had power behind bars and just carve symbols into people's foreheads and make them his minions.
He's not about bullshit either. I mean, everybody else has got some sort of hidden agenda. They're trying to play 4-12 sides like Littlefinger, that sort of thing. He's just got one, and he just follows it to the letter. He doesn't care if you're rich, poor, with this or that.
Doesn't he realize that he will create anarchy by arresting every ruler, though? Because every ruler has done something fucked up and is worthy of being arrested in the eyes of his rules of his lord.
I think he thinks it'll make it better.
It's like you're implying religious fanaticism can't lead to no good.
Well, Dennis, I mean, we have opinions. just a small thought.
You need, like, a plan D. You know, once you've arrested plan A, plan B, and plan
D's
C.
Nuts.
What was that?
D's nuts.
Oh,
plan D's nuts. Yeah. I'm worried that he's just going to put everyone in jail. And then you have the situation of, you know, feeding everyone that's in jail, taking care of everyone that's in jail.
I mean, I know that he's got at least some admission, but I think all he's really concerned about is making sure that floor is spotless whenever he's cleaning in the temple or, you know, doing this or that. But yeah, he's the scariest person on the show right now.
Well, he has a lot of power.
Yeah.
Apparently he has more power than Cersei if he can threaten her.
More people too, apparently. Yeah.
He does have people.
He is the many. They are the few.
How did he come about all this power? He was nowhere to be heard of.
Cersei found him. Like 2 or 3 episodes ago when she realized that she was just like mother of the king and she knew she needed to, you know, do some committee house cleaning. She got that guy to sit on the committee as the new like religious leader.
Oh yeah.
They found him on the streets.
He didn't have this much pull before. So.
No, he was just feeding soup to the homeless and she's like, people seem to listen to you, so I'm going to hire you to do my bidding. And then lo and behold, he's like, oh, you're going to hire me to do your bidding? I'm just going to arrest you and everyone you love and care about and just fuck it all up.
And before that job, he was like Bran's teacher. Remember that? He was all the way back in Winterfell.
No, I don't remember that. Please remind me.
Oh, wait, did that guy die?
That guy died.
Okay.
They look the same.
They do look the same.
That's racist.
That is racist.
Who else did the dance of joy when Lancel ratted Cersei out? I was so happy.
I was like, oh my god.
Yes, finally.
I was hoping that they were going to lock her in the same cell as Marjorie.
Yeah, let him fight it out.
That would have been awkward.
Yeah, I think we were all kind of hoping that.
Because I had a boner.
Of course, Sean.
Speaking of boners and jail, Bronn.
Oh, yeah.
Little man.
Yeah.
With boobs in the other jail.
Oh, that was awesome.
Bronn got to see the best boob show of his life.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
He almost died, too.
He did almost die. So, I was wondering if she was trying to raise his heart rate to make him die
faster.
That's
what I thought, too.
That's exactly what I thought, too.
Like, because why else would she just be like, here's my tits and my twat?
And why did he only start dying like as soon as she was taking her clothes off? Before that, he was fine. He was singing.
Because she was just like, hey, how's your arm? How's your arm? How's your arm?
How's my tits?
How's your arm? And he was like, fine, fine, fine. So she's like, here's my tits. Oh my God, I'm nose bleeding. She's like, damn straight, bitch.
How about that?
But then she saves him because she likes the singing voice. Yeah. I wonder what's up with that. Like, does she just only want to kill people she has a vendetta against and she felt bad killing him because there was no vendetta?
I think she was probably just doing it for amusement.
Just to toy with him?
Yeah.
Bored?
Yeah, she's bored and she wants to show her boobs.
Do you think she was horny? I feel like those sand snakes are horny.
They're definitely something.
Just all the time.
I enjoyed her sisters in the background. They're like,
Here she goes again, this bitch.
She's doing the tits thing again. She always does this when she poisons dudes.
Fall for it every time.
She asked me for my antidote last time, and I gave it to her, and she never gave me another one back.
It's really awkward. I can't even ask her for money at this point. It's been like 2 weeks. It's weird to bring up.
She just gives me another whip. I already have a whip. I want my money back.
Dude, I'm
7 whips.
I'm gonna stop giving her poison.
And Marcella's story is exactly the same as Sansa's story, but like set in Malibu.
Yeah, she's the Barbie.
Yeah,
it's like nice. The opposite. Like everything's great for me.
Yeah,
you betrothed me to a handsome guy in a faraway land that's, you know, really awesome weather. The fighting seems to not be coming around here, so just leave me here.
I'm cool. I'm gonna stay.
I'm gonna stay.
So Jesse, you were saying that this was the hills of Westeros, where somebody was Heidi Montag and Spencer was Jaime Lannister.
Yes, nice. That's exactly what I'm saying. Excellent. Who else can we cast in there? LC can be. No, I think LC would be Marcella.
I have no idea what this show's about.
You don't remember
what they're doing?
Laguna Beach.
I know. I never.
I remember
it.
Laguna Beach.
Thank you.
Never watched
it. Who else
it.
Can we cast in Dorne?
Oh man, who was Elsie's, like, it's been a while.
Heidi or Adrina.
Oh, Adrina was one of the Sand Snakes.
Yes.
All three of them. It's just one person.
All personalities.
Yeah.
I don't know what any of this means.
All right, what else can we talk
I'm
about?
I'm so lost.
Oh,
so
the Cersei Tommen scene.
Yes.
Being a bitch.
That was a great scene. I don't know, because for a minute I was like, she definitely cares about her kids.
No, she doesn't.
Maybe she totally does.
Maybe she does.
Except for even when Tommen gets mad, he still looks pathetic.
No.
I'm really mad.
Oh, is he pouting? Call the whambulance.
Oh, he's so cute when he pouts. His chubby little baby cheeks.
I just want to pat his head.
I know.
I'm like, it's okay.
Keep throwing all my girlfriends in jail.
First you arrested my girlfriend's brother, and then you arrested my girlfriend, and she's really upset, and I want to have sex again.
So I can
have
cake.
I've been laid like 4 hours.
Mom, why are you interfering with all the sex I could be having?
I had a jacket like 6 times today.
I can't do nothing. I'm the king, and no one will listen to me.
But I feel like most 14-year-olds are like that anyway. So he's playing true to character.
Just raging hard-ons, just walking around, complaining to their mother.
And they took away all the whores.
Ugh. God damn it, Mom! Stole my porn again.
You never let me do nothing.
Aw, poor Thomas.
Yeah, he's gonna just. I don't know how long he's gonna live. He seems super weak.
Now, here's the question. Did you really think that Cersei was being genuine to him because of her speech afterwards where she was saying, you're my boy, I'll burn cities to the crown, I just want you to be happy?
That was the part I thought was sincere.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Was her saying, I would burn cities to the ground.
Yeah, but that
but
doesn't
she always
mean...
defends her kids. She always has.
That's where I was like, no, she definitely would do that.
She would defend her kids, but that doesn't mean that she's going to get Margaery out of jail.
No, I didn't think she was going to get Margaery out of jail. I thought she was like, well, I kind of feel bad a little bit, but I'll go see her, but I'm going to be like, ah, fuck you.
I mean, what I'm thinking is Cersei probably is doing that I know what's best for my boy type of mentality where she's like, no, I'm not going to fix your Margaery situation that you're crying about. I'm going to make you a strong leader and and she's going to try to do something else instead. Because there's no way that she's going to be like, I'm sorry, Margaery. Here.
Yeah. Like, it's more of like, I'm going to make it look good and go visit her and be like, well, there's nothing we can do.
Yeah. She's going to be like, Tommen, this is for your own good. I'm making you a stronger king. You never needed her. Like, I feel that speech is coming.
Yeah, but they're already married.
How?
Now.
She's in a cell.
Right, and then she'll die somehow.
God willing.
I mean, I don't want Margaery to die. I really like Margaery, but it's going to be hard to get back from that one when you don't have your brother.
Cersei's is in a cell, too.
Who dies first, Cersei or Margaery?
Margaery's been in there longer.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I don't know.
I mean,
are they feeding them?
Yeah, of course you're feeding them.
Like,
maybe.
Like gruel.
Yeah. Not good stuff. I mean, unless the High Sparrow releases Margaery and doesn't release Cersei, I mean, how are they going to survive? Who
can they demand a trial by combat?
I don't know.
Ooh, they get
a champion.
It's
the church. I don't think so.
I mean, Lady Olenna is really the only one that can rescue them at this point, right? Who else would come to their aid?
Littlefinger.
I don't know. Who's Cersei's favorite person?
Jaime?
Her son?
Well, Jaime does have a habit of breaking people out of
herself.
Jail.
Herself?
Yeah, I guess if Jaime comes back empty-handed with the daughter...
empty-handed.
One hand.
He only has one hand.
I guess, yeah, I guess he could go back to Tommen.
You had more hair.
I don't know. I don't remember how the trial goes in the books.
Yeah, I don't. I honestly don't remember.
How did you think the fighting pits looked in the books? Because they looked way under budget.
Yeah, I thought they were, like, way more, like, you know how, I don't know if anybody's ever watched Spartacus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, when he goes in and they're, like, he's, like, the dog in the fight, like, that's what I thought it was.
That's what I thought, too. I was picturing,
like, where, like, a bunch of people climbing over each other.
But wait a minute. Wasn't that, like, the pre-fight to the real fight?
That was, like, the fighting pits. Like, those are, like, the underground, like, here, this is off the books. This is just getting you to the big, like, Olympic Games, basically.
That's what I thought. That's why I thought that that was a smaller venue and then the fighting pits would be, like, the Coliseum type thing.
Yeah. I mean that, but I thought it was going to be way more like underground, like people jumping over each other, like screaming.
Like Fight Club?
Yeah, like blood and shit everywhere.
Well, I'll tell you what, their security sucks because Tyrion just could have gotten up, beat somebody over the head with a chain, just walked out. Like no guards, no one like any kind of thing. He just walked up, hey, here I am.
The only one that was chained was the Dinkles. Everyone else just ran out.
Why?
And the Dinkles beating the shit out of that other person that was whipping him was hilarious. When they were selling the slaves.
That slave owner, purchaser, was like, you got gumption. I like your wit. I'll take him too.
He's funny.
Are you going to pay me? Fuck you.
It's like, you have to take me too. What the hell for? Because I can beat this guy.
Like, watch.
That is thinking on your feet. You got to love him.
BOGO, get one half off or something like that. Buy one, get one half off.
Yep. Yeah, I get it. But yeah, I guess the Dinkle showing up in front of Daenerys is why this episode is called The Gift, correct?
That's what I got out of it. It's like the best present ever.
Are there more gifts than just the Dinkles?
I feel like Sam got a little gift.
Sam did get a gift.
I feel like Bronn kind of got a tease.
Bronn got a big old gift. He got rescued by titties.
Did you already guys thought? Because I said wait for a second. Talk about Michael Bolton skinning the old lady.
No, he didn't.
Oh no,
you mean Ramsay's?
Huh?
Not Michael Bolton.
Yeah, Lord Michael Bolton.
Oh yeah, yeah, Bolton's.
That's a gift to Sansa.
It's a gift
to teach her a lesson. Don't lie to your husband.
No, don't open your bitch mouth.
Don't waste candles.
Don't waste candles, or I'll skin old ladies.
Winter's coming. Don't waste your candles. We have to save
the lesson. That poor old lady.
Oh God. Ugh. Yeah. She has seen people with their, like, heads on spikes and now, like, skinned people.
Mm. Yeah, in a couple more weeks, she could work at Hot Topic.
She can.
Royce has a picture up in front of him right now, and it reminded me that Daenerys' dress in the fighting pits is flawless.
I love that dress.
It's like Grammy red carpet. No, it's like Academy Awards.
It's Beyonce Academy Awards.
And it bothered me because there's no way in hell times that age had bleach and a washing machine and dry cleaning.
We were most obsessed.
This is what you guys think about when you watch the show.
We were obsessed because during her sex scene, I could have sworn I saw a nipple and we looked it over again. You couldn't see a nipple.
No nipple.
Mother of fuckers. When the hell are we going to see some boob again?
I mean, we can see it right now on Google images.
No,
in Bronn scene.
No,
that's true.
We're talking about Daenerys. She put up a stance at a certain point and said, I will not go topless in the show again.
I feel like she
changed her contract. She's not going to be topless.
Yeah. I want what I can't have.
I feel like she's paid her dues, though, because season one, she just didn't wear clothes.
But the point is, like, the fucking tits are already out of the bag, as it were. You can't put them back in. Everyone already knows what they look like. What is it? But everyone already knows.
I'm not going to unsee them.
We still want to see them.
Okay, watch. You want to see them. I am. And check this out.
I just want to be desensitized so I don't have to see them anymore. So I have to see them a lot of time.
You say that you want to be desensitized, but then you become me and you don't want that. I'm telling you, you don't want that.
God, you sound so morose. There they are.
That was really easy. Look, there she is.
Okay, she looks dead in that picture.
Mitch in the chat is saying that the Bronn thing was stupid because they poisoned him and then immediately gave him the antidote. See, but that's what I'm thinking. Like, she might not have wanted to poison him. She might have felt bad.
Like when you cut yourself shaving, you're like,
I thought she was going to get him on her side.
Yeah, maybe she's working an angle to rescue. Because, I mean, there was a fight scene that broke out and, you know, people were throwing bows and stuff like that. And he got in the way and, you know, got hit with her arrow, which was already pre-poisoned.
Yeah.
Probably meaning for Jamie. And she didn't know who this Braun guy was. He just shows up to help out. And so, you know, now that they're trapped, she's like, well, now I kind of feel bad. I poisoned this guy. I didn't really mean to poison this guy.
Sorry.
She's got a nice butt. I'll say that.
Oh, she's got some great boobs.
What a great butt.
He kind of owes her now.
God.
Yeah, he does owe her. So maybe there's some, like, you know, death owe thing. I don't know. She's either working it or she felt guilty.
That antidote worked super quick, though. That was crazy.
And it was the littlest little antidote ever.
Sweet little and it antidote. Took him
so long to drink it for something that small.
Yeah.
I mean, what if she cut a whole bunch of people? She wouldn't have been able to give the antidote to everyone.
I think it was just for her. If she cut herself, I think that's what it was for.
Yeah, she was doing it for her own entertainment. Probably getting off on it, too.
What?
Snakes.
That's right, you're going to die.
Sand snakes.
Sand boners.
What?
That's chafing. Not good, Sean. Bad,
not
Sean.
Not good.
Not good.
Oh, it's the worst.
Well, here's my question, is that do you feel like Stannis Baratheon and the Red Woman, do you think they're you think they're on the outs based on their conversation?
He tried to give her the old Baratheon cock, and she was all like, no.
Let me tell you something, because I don't know. It's apparently it's abundantly clear that he wants to remain loyal to his daughter, that he's not going to sacrifice her like the Red Woman said, if you want to win this battle against...
Just like the Gypsy Woman said.
That's right. But no, do you think it's done, or do you think it's going to keep going, or is it just like a hiccup?
Hiccup.
I don't know. I don't know if it's done. I mean, he's going to go for it no matter what, but...
Yeah, he definitely said, I'm not turning back around. We've gone too far. I know winter's coming. I know that we don't have enough troops, and it looks hopeless, but I don't want to look like an idiot, so keep going.
Yeah, but his relationship with her, I mean...
Well, I think he depends on her. I mean, the whole thing of what he's doing was because of her vision.
I don't think he really believes in the whole... Like, he knows that this bitch is a witch. I think that's what he knows. It's like, maybe not that the god is a thing, you know, the one true god that she keeps touting and whatnot. I think he sees that she has power, but he doesn't... He thinks it's just like the old magics, because he knows... The stories of the old magics and shit.
So he's not a zealot, or he's not a follower.
No, he's not a fanatic like her, or a zealot, I guess, would be the best description for it. He's not like that. He's loyal to his daughter. The only thing he gives a fuck about is his daughter. He doesn't really care for his wife too much anymore, because she's just an old frumpy bitch all the time and, you know, likes to watch people get set on fire. But.
Well, who doesn't?
I don't think that he is really on board with this whole thing. And I think that at first he was starting to waver, like question it, like what's up with this chick? What's up with that chick? And then once she suggested, hey, your daughter's got some king's blood in her, let's get that out of her. And he's like, well, can we just like, you know, use leeches or something?
Yeah,
no, you know how we do this.
He's like, nope, only one way to get blood.
Gotta kill the bitch.
Do you think she's just like setting it up to be like, oh, I've seen myself walk the battles, and she's just like, well, I win. Like, they've killed each other.
I don't know, but anytime somebody tells you I see visions, you need to get as far away from them as humanly possible.
Yeah, why do you trust those people?
Because they're so convincing.
I am.
I mean, she says she sees visions and she doesn't get cold.
And there's no Snopes in Westeros to know if she's lying or not.
How do they get along?
I don't know. It's very difficult. You just have to go by what people believe, because the internet wasn't invented.
I think he'll do a lot for boobs.
That is true.
A lot of people have done a lot for boobs on this show.
I mean, you know.
So is Stannis going to win against Ramsay Bolton?
Oh, yeah.
I think he will.
Really? I think he's got this.
I think he's going to lose.
Really?
I think he is, yeah.
I think Ramses is an idiot, and I think Stannis at least has a game plan, and so he has that on his side.
Has this already happened in the books? Have they already battled Michael Bolton? And
I don't think so. No. It gets distracted by other stories and left unwritten.
Hey, so Jesse, what were the two things that finally happened that now you can talk about?
Oh my God. Tyrion meeting Daenerys in the fighting pits and Cersei getting arrested. Both of those things happen like in the meat of the book. And the part with Theon and the wedding happens towards the end of the book. So when that jumped, first of all, I was confused at how Sansa got put in there because there's a whole big thing about that. But those happened at the end and I was like, what the hell? Why are they holding out on this? And then they flipped back. So it finally happened this episode, so I feel like I can finally talk about it.
Anything else? That's happened? Is there anything from the book that hasn't happened yet?
Is there more about Cersei being arrested?
Yeah.
There's something from the book that I think they're setting up right now.
Yeah, a lot of the trials happen in the meat of the book.
Got it.
I was thinking about Bronn's storyline.
Is there going to be a what the fuck moment like Red Wedding or anything with three episodes remaining?
I think if there is, it's not in the book. There's nothing.
That's where I'm so I can't figure out.
Yeah, I don't know what they would do to end the season.
So you don't know what the fuck moment is?
Mm-mm.
So you're going to say what the fuck with us is what?
Yeah, probably.
I have a theory, but I don't know.
What's your theory? Please.
It's just a theory. If it's not a spoiler, then we can hear what's the theory.
It's kind of, it is a spoiler.
Then forget
though,
so it.
Well, then that's not a theory and you're a liar.
Well, no, it's like way towards the end of like the end. So like, I don't know if they would do it this early, but they might.
No, I think I know what you're talking about.
Oh, God damn it.
Damn it. You two know too much.
No.
The thing with the thing.
Yes. With so, those two people.
So, yes.
What?
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm trying to zone out so I don't have to hear any of these things.
Even if you we'll were right talking. Now, you wouldn't know
so,
what they said because I have no clue.
Are Cersei, Marjorie...
Careful your questions you ask, too. I don't want you to ask a spoilerish question.
No, I just
want
to know, are they on trial together or do they have separate trials?
Separate.
Separate.
Okay.
Well, I figured that. That they said, though.
Right. So is there just going to be like a series of trials at a certain point where just...
Yeah, it's Law and Order Westeros.
Yeah. So the High Sparrow just keeps arresting people, throwing them in jail.
With that stupid sound. Dun, dun, dun.
These
dun,
are
dun,
their dun. Stories.
Dun, 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 dun,
Ariel, did you think that Marjorie's cell was going to be like way classier? Because in the books, I feel like she's got like couches and she's got her cousins in there and they're all just kind of like hanging out.
Yeah, they definitely were like, hey, here's all these Tyrells we arrested. You guys can hang out together. Enjoy the stuff.
Yeah, and then they showed her, and I was like, ooh, she looks bleak.
I kind of like it better in the show.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, it makes it way more like a punishment.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, well, I'm away from Tommen. Here I am enjoying time. Like,
la, la, la.
Yeah.
Oh, there is one more WTF moment that might have. It's not even that good, but.
With the trials?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
What's your number? I'm going to text you.
Well, don't give it to her over the air, you dummy.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, guys.
Find me on Facebook.
Okay.
We'll hook you two up later.
Okay.
Khaleesi releases the dragons.
Nothing like that. Okay. It's a tiny thing, but I hope they do it.
Theon gets his penis back.
No, Royce, that's not.
That crazy doctor can reattach it.
It was
in a box halfway across the world.
I was thinking, you know how the House of Black and White has all the heads? What if Theon's wiener gets in there and someone can put his wiener on?
I really do hope he gets his wiener back.
Arya turns into his wiener?
My dick is
Or
the
what
one.
If she needs to be a boy, what if she can just be like, yeah, I need that one?
Theon's wiener, please.
Really weird.
I don't know. Just a jar of a wiener.
Hey, speaking of weird doctor, is the mountain ever going to make an appearance or we can just forget about
that?
Yeah,
I heard the mountain at some point he has to come
Maybe
back.
That'll be the episode crazy what the fuck thing.
Yeah, the end of the season thing.
Sweet.
He just shows up like, what's up?
Like, and I'm back.
And
I am alive.
He won't be the same, I don't think.
No, I want him to be like Bizarro Mountain.
Yeah. Just talks backwards.
That would be really funny.
He'll just say Hodor a whole bunch.
Rhoda.
Rhoda.
Oh, is that how they get retarded?
Durr.
Yeah, you die and they're like, oh, let's stitch him back together.
We can fix this.
Essentially a Frankenstein.
Always.
Yes.
Oh. I suggested you guys as friends, so now you can both chit-chat about this without ruining for the rest of us.
Okay.
I really appreciate the fact that Marjorie called Cersei a bitch.
Yes.
And threw food at her.
Yep.
Why didn't she hit her? She was right in front of her. You could have clocked her in the face.
Should have punched her.
Why
right
didn't
in
Cersei
face.
Hit her back?
No.
Because she was tied up, wasn't she?
Why didn't Marjorie aim that dog bowl and frisbee it into Cersei's nose? Ugh, that would have been so much better.
I think she's been in the dark for a couple days, so her eyesight's a little
off.
Like, maybe she was like, I got this. No. And she missed, and she was like, oh, I'll just yell at her.
She definitely wasn't smirking, that's for sure.
I just tried to write Cersei, and it corrected it to verses.
Close enough.
I was trying to, I'm like, I don't, this Daenerys, I forget, always corrects to something like, does this.
Speaking of Daenerys, what about her deal with her boyfriend, Daario Naharis?
Oh, fucking Tricep McGee? Yeah, I know.
Tricep that blocks nipple from showing, McGee?
Fuck you and your tricep. Fucking blocking nipple.
Yeah, she's all like, don't worry, I'll still fuck you. I'm just doing this thing for political reasons, which she came up with on a whim for like 5 minutes.
From The Handmaiden, too.
Right. She's like, but you're still handsome, so I'm still going to have sex with you because I'm a queen. I can do what I want.
Guess you got to respect it.
Yeah.
You got to respect the game.
She's just doing what men do.
You got to respect the game.
I like it. I just think that he's kind of acting like a bitch because he's all he's peanut butter and jealous and everything about this whole thing.
That I agree. I think he's the one being a bitch. She's actually being like, boo, you know you're my top bitch to him.
Don't you know the person that's having sex with the said king or queen is always a bitch when they bring in other people to have sex with?
Yeah, just like the other one that fucking...
Tommen?
Sansa was talking to the one that Michael Bolton was married to or hooking up with before.
You wouldn't be surprised if it were a man saying that he was going to marry a woman and having sex with another woman on the side and that woman started getting butt hurt. But because it's a woman saying that she wants to have sex with two dudes, now you're all like, what is this?
It'll be three soon. That Dinkles is going to get in her pants. I'm telling you. You mark my words. That Dinkles is going to get his huge cog inside
her. He wants to know.
That'll be a twist.
He wants to ride that dragon.
Mm-hmm. Dragon storm.
He wants to
kiss that fire.
Mm-hmm. At least Daria tells her to slaughter everybody, so I kind of like him now.
Yeah, can you imagine if Captain Friendzone comes all the way back with Dinkles and she fucks Dinkles and not him?
Oh, he's going to be super butthurt.
Bitter. Yeah.
And he only grabbed Tyrion because he's the smallest Lannister he could carry all the way back.
Good point. He was the littlest.
It was the easiest one to get out of all the Lannisters.
What if Jorah somehow found a way to have sex with Daenerys? I think his head would probably explode.
I don't know why he thinks...
All right.
No, not Dora the Explorer. Jorah.
Jorah the Explorer.
Yes. All right, who's doing that? Dennis is cutting out.
Mm-hmm. There's one character in the books that I don't know if they're going to bring into the show because they haven't introduced her yet at all, and they haven't even teased for her, I don't think. And sometimes when they don't tease a character, they don't show the character, they just give it to a different character. You're going to have the storyline now. That's what they did with Sansa.
Right, which is, yeah.
So Val is a wildling girl that's above the north, that's above the wall.
She's like the princess.
Yeah. And I hope that they start bringing her in. I don't even think that's a spoiler. I just hope that they bring in this character.
It's probably not a spoiler because Jon Snow headed with the Raiders to some city with a bunch of...
Yes.
Yeah, he's going above the wall to go, you know, recruit the wildlings to come fight.
Yes.
So maybe...
Cool.
Dragonglass dagger.
I really hope that they have that character because...
They might bring her in at, like, the end of the season.
I hope so.
If, like, his storyline's going to go into, like, the next one.
I really appreciate the fact that Sam had any kind of brains in his head to give Jon Snow Dragonglass. Mm-hmm. They've been hinting at it for, like, so long. Like, oh, I wonder what kills a White Walker. Well, how come Sam was able to kill a White Walker? Let's go into the library and study it for hours at a time. Do you think he was a Dragonglass? Maybe I should give Jon Snow the Dragon. Oh, my God, it's the Dragonglass. It's how you fucking kill him. We get it. figuring stuff out with Sam. I'm just scratching my head. Today's episode, Dragon Glass. I don't know how I killed that White Walker.
This fucking wildling bitch has been throwing her pussy at him forever. Now he finally gets it. Like, you know, he could have fucked her whenever, and now he's all like, oh, I guess you want to fuck me after I got beat up and looked totally not heroic.
He's so slow. He could take a
punch,
slow.
But he took a punch, though.
He took like 6 punches.
Got up.
Like a champ.
And I didn't hear no bell.
And you know he shit his pants, too.
Yeah.
Did he shit his pants?
He was scared as shit.
Oh, he shit his pants.
You know he was.
Mongol only pawn.
Yeah. It's very funny.
Well, here's the thing that I kept reading during this week after the episode was that one of the people that actually won this episode was Aemon Targaryen because he died. He died of old age.
He did win.
Some nice things were said about him by Sam, and so he got a proper burial, never broke his vows. I mean,
job, sounds like buddy. A terrible life, though.
No, I think he liked it. Sweet old man, reading books.
Yeah, I mean, he was
hanging out with his bros.
He was Rhaegon's older brother. He gave up the throne.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want anything to do with it.
Yep.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely. He wanted nothing to do with that.
So yeah, I guess he left on a great success.
Yeah. Happy times. His last line was, I dreamed I was old.
Bitch, you so is old.
So weird.
That's real life.
So, wait a minute. It's a little fuzzy, but wasn't he talking about a small child as he was rambling in his near deathbed?
So yeah. His brother.
That was his
stupid
brother.
Baby.
He and his brother must have been like really, really far in age because his brother is Daenerys's dad.
Yeah.
Uncle.
He's the uncle.
Aemon is Daenerys's uncle.
Right.
Aegon.
Aegon is from
Rhaegar, the crazy one, the Mad
Aegon,
King.
Aegon the Ghostbuster.
The Mad King was Aemon's younger brother.
Yes.
And he was like an adult.
Yeah, he was way older than them. And then she was still like super baby when he went crazy. And that's why they took him away. Anywho.
Was there any significance or parallel to him having that rambling on about a baby, though?
I think it was just sad, like his like talking about his brother who like literally burned people alive.
Yeah,
and telling Sam to get the hell out of there too. Which
get out.
Yeah, go south. Take the baby with you. Don't stop. Get the hell out of here.
That's true, though.
Yeah. Do you think he knows that the White Walkers are coming?
I don't know because I was about to say the same question. What are they fucking? Are they crawling there? Because they're taking really long.
Well,
seriously, fucking Raisin Bran cereal and Hodor have fucking crawled across the fucking half of the country. In the same time, these White Walkers have legs and they don't need to sleep. I'm assuming. Where the fuck are they?
They're frozen, so they're moving at a glacial pace.
No, they're not. I've seen them. They walk pretty fast, and they just turn a baby. Then they have that scene that these plot lines that they take so long to get to. Like they turn the baby into a White Walker, and then you never hear of that again. It's like, oh, baby's a White Walker, but fuck that storyline. Back to fucking Sam's Club.
Does the baby grow up as a White Walker, or is it a baby White Walker?
I think it grows up and it's like a soldier, like a White Walker.
Stay
like,
as a baby White Walker. Those would be worthless.
they just throw them at them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Turn them into more White Walkers.
You can't kill me.
Well, my hope is that if Sam gave Jon Snow dragon glass to go over the wall, that at some point Jon Snow is going to start killing motherfucking White Walkers.
Buttercup in the chat says, what you were talking about, Marie, about his rambling before he was dying. I was curious to see if that was another nod to not Jon Snow's real parents somehow. I thought so, too. I thought maybe he was saying something that we didn't know or we didn't catch. Or maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, I really thought that they were divulging something, or there was a parallel or a symbolism or something along those lines. Because you don't just give that kind of plot history that means nothing.
That's true. I think everything that makes it into the show is very carefully worded and scripted and figured out. But I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, it just seemed like he was just kind of glossing over. But I felt like if they made it seem important.
So that Rule 3 is coming then, with Jon Snow and Daenerys and the Dinkles like all converging.
Telling you, I'm not lying. I really truly believe that something's going to happen to Tricep McGee. Jon Snow is actually going to end up hooking up with Khaleesi. they're going to have some sort of royal fucking thing together, because you have Jon Snow with all the wildlings and the Night's Watchmen hooking up with her armies and the goddamn dragons, having the Dinkles being the king's hand, or the queen's hand in this situation. Come on. That would be brilliant. That you fuck, they would fuck shit up.
See, I was kind of panicking that Targaryen was dying, because I thought we needed, in my theory, I thought we needed three Targaryens, and he was the third one.
Right.
So that's why I was like, well, what's this baby thing that he's talking about? And is there a parallel, or is there another? Is he doing like a Yoda thing where he's like, there's another Targaryen? Like so somewhere along those lines, because now it's just, you know, it's just Dragon Queen and possibly Jon Snow, but who's the third? So
Gendry is also a Targaryen.
Who?
You know, the guy who's still rowing.
With all the other characters that everyone forgot about?
Oh, yeah.
He's been rowing for 2 years.
I thought he was a Baratheon.
Yeah, and that other guy disappeared. The guy who could barely come back from to life. Like, they mentioned him. I was like, that's a cool storyline. They never mentioned him again. What's that guy's dude's name? You know what I'm talking about? Eye Patch? He said, I can come back from death.
Yeah, for the
Red Priest.
The Men Without Banners.
Yes, that guy.
I thought that was really cool, and they kind of just dropped the plot line off. Did they ever answer that in the books? She was texting.
Yeah, because I haven't heard the expression "for the night is dark and full of terrors" in a very, very long time, and I was always interested in that portion.
Right,
of the story.
That's exactly what I mean. Like, I would like to know the people that come back to, what are they called again, Ariel?
Which ones?
The people that come back to death. Eye Patch.
Men Without Banners.
Men Without Banners.
The Red Priest.
There. Yeah. Whatever. The guy who came back from death. What the fuck's up with them? Do they ever say answer that in the books?
They just bring people back to life.
Yeah, but how?
It's like magic, like their religion.
Oh, cool. Cool if they could explain that instead of sending fucking 7 episodes watching Arya wash corpses.
It's just magic.
Fuck. Well, she's good at it.
Oh, okay. I mean,
no,
I'm not,
she's not.
I'm not questioning her corpse washing skills. I'm just saying it seems like a lot of work.
You don't have any corpse washing skills, do you?
No, I guess I've never strived to be a corpse washer.
Achievement unlocked.
Sure. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just some stuff that they haven't gotten that I feel like is...
I think it was right for him to judge her corpse watching skills. I
mean, scout badge.
Let me tell you something. This is precisely the reason why Buttercup and I had made the agreement that anytime something arbitrary, just very boring, run-of-the-mill happens, I'm just going to use the expression, you didn't wash the dishes, Royce. Because winter is coming.
Yes.
Because it's always coming, no matter what.
It never gets here.
It will never get here, except for the snow guy that Marie mentioned at the top of the show, which was awesome, but I need more of that, because that shit's going to start affecting the story a lot more.
Yeah.
I also need more butt stuff.
Whoa.
And giants. I would like to see more giants.
Giants on woolly mammoths.
Ooh.
That was cool.
And or did they kill all of them?
All two of
them? Dennis, let's not go there.
There was no rape this episode. I'm kind
almost
of
almost was.
Yeah. Little wildling chick almost got it in.
Oh, yeah. We totally made a few I'm offended jokes as they were about to rape the wildling.
Only a few.
I was offended. I was offended having to watch Sam have sex in any way. Even if it's consensual, it offends me.
She asked him.
It offends me.
I'm hurting you. Am I hurting you?
Exactly. How sad is that? Am I hurting
She was
you?
Barely moving.
That's true.
She was like ever so slowly riding him, and he's just
and
like
she never
oh,
hurt
cuck.
The guy.
How old is Sam?
100
No, I think he's supposed to be kind of young, maybe like 20s.
20s?
I would say yeah, 20s
like,
makes sense.
Yeah, like younger 20s though, because when he and John both get there, they're supposed to be pretty young.
So like 22.
Yeah,
lost that's his a good virginity one. At 22.
Oh, okay. The guy with the eye patch's name is Beric Dondarrion.
Oh yeah,
Dondarrion.
Or however you say his last name.
That works.
We just take syllables from different names and just put them together to form new ones.
Yeah.
I know when...
Just throw Scrabble tiles. It's fine.
Pretty much.
When the scene where Gilly's about to get raped was getting set up, everyone in the room was like, oh, no. Oh, God, no. Don't do this
not
again.
Not again.
Come on. Come on.
I'm not over last week's.
That's
too
not
much.
True. No one's nearly as invested in Gilly as they were in Sansa.
That's a good point. Really? No one gives a fuck about Gilly.
They're like, yeah, whatever.
Take her.
Like, yeah, that was pretty expected. That was her whole life anyway, so.
Well, it's about time.
Buttercup says she had to take it easy on him, otherwise Sam would come too fast, which is true.
That's true.
It was his first time. Even like a little motion, he would have immediately...
See, now I want a Game
Winter of, just came.
Now I want a Game of Thrones Jizz in My Pants remix.
I listen to it.
Nice.
I like it.
Well, speaking of remixes, do you want to get to the Coldplay musical Game of Thrones video that was sweeping the interwebs throughout the last week? And
now, who's Coldplay?
What are the interwebs?
I think it's like YouTube.
Mm. All great questions, which can be answered by watching this video.
What is your fourth favorite song off of Milo Xylo?
Oof, I mean, it would have to be the Spanish one.
Nice.
So this video was teased, like we had little leaks coming out, but then the full, that's super loud.
Well, I'm sorry that they used
it. It's loud. So loud!
It's the loudest there
My
is.
My baby ears.
Oh, nice.
So I guess Coldplay is able to pull the whole Game of Thrones podcast, or Game of Thrones
show. We've discovered that the British band Coldplay are secretly working on a musical of TV
series. No, that's Liam Neeson.
Narrated, but yeah.
Yes. Obviously.
Game of Thrones.
This is the best idea we've ever had. Boom, 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 ba ba da ba dum boom. It's just been the most amazing creative outpouring. Boom, trust me. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, ba ba da ba boom. And not really by us.
Bubba Dums.
The band have been longtime fans of the show, and bearded drummer Will Champion actually took time off at one point to act in the famous Red Wedding episode. They've gathered in the Henson Recording Studio in Los Angeles to work up the 16 songs required for a full Broadway stage production.
I would see this production.
Nice. Have you got any lyrics?
Yeah. Around the world, my heart had to roll. Well, when I first heard about it, I was a little bit skeptical, but now I'm completely convinced it's a horrible idea.
Chris Martin with a comically
the worst idea I've ever heard.
Smiley face. A family
tree. One word that springs to mind when I'm thinking about this project is Titanic. But not in terms of the successful movie, in terms of the unsuccessful boat.
Props to everyone for having good comedic timing.
Finally, after months of writing and planning, Chris has invited along the entire cast of Game of Thrones to recruit them into the live Broadway show.
Fellas, how you doing?
Yeah.
All right. I had a moment of inspiration. It was a flash of genius. Get the whole cast coming.
Wait, pause it really quick.
Everyone thought it was a brilliant idea.
Who do you think was more excited? Coldplay to meet them or them to meet Coldplay?
That's exactly what I was thinking the entire time.
Coldplay to meet Game of Thrones.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were big fans of the show, and I'm sure the Game of Thrones people are like, I guess Coldplay's all right.
Yeah.
Like, not everyone's going to be a big fan of Coldplay. I know they're super big, but, you know.
So that's what's happening. It's a big day. Big day for us.
All the actors are gathering to hear the songs performed for the first time. Well, not all of them. More two.
I was told Sean Bean was going to be here. He owes me a fiver.
Well, no, I don't think there's quite as many of us as the band would have hoped, but still a very exciting day.
God, he's so this is called Rastafarian Targaryen.
Yep! Yeah.
I'm a Rastafarian Targaryen. I got some dragons in it, a pretty scary end.
So, Chris, how do you think it's going?
Stunning. Stunning. People are literally stunned.
And what if some of them can't sing?
Well, the funny thing is, they can sing. Okay, three, four.
Red wedding.
Red wedding. Lots of stabbing.
And a bit of beheading.
No. Two, three, four.
I think Ramsey's really is a Coldplay fan.
Robert, Snappy, right, come on.
No, sorry.
I hate Ramsey, but I love that actor.
Hey, pause it for a second.
Sure. Well,
Buttercup did say that if you fast forward to 5:50, that magic is going to happen.
All right, so let's go to 5:32 just to see what's happening before.
I sense this choice will not end well for you. I would suggest the drumsticks.
Oh, right, well. Drumsticks it is, then, apparently. Cheers.
Cheers.
I'll have the nuggets, please. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, there he is, Jon Snow.
Oh, there he is.
Look at those lines.
Wow, Lynn. You make my heart sing.
She's totally
you pull
digging
your
it.
Bowstring and shoot me wild land.
She's like, that's me. That's me. Wild. Singing about me.
I think I love you, but I want to know for sure. I want to take you into that cave and kiss you, baby. I've never done it before.
We're going to need a mop on aisle Jesse over there.
Sploosh.
Can we just say how hot she looks right now as not a wildling?
Oh, she's super hot, too.
She's like the prettiest one in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's so pretty. It's okay.
Yeah! Wildling.
He's not a very good singer.
Does it matter?
Yeah. He's too pretty to sing.
Wait, but no, you have to wait for it.
Really, really good. Just one tiny thing. On the lings, just be careful going a little bit flat. So.
No, it wasn't. You know, nothing Chris Martin.
And then they wink at each other.
If there's one thing Theon,
okay, this Bolton singing.
Might have told you.
One thing, oh my God.
Is once I've got you.
Once he's caught,
it will be torture.
It will be torture.
Old wounds are healed as new songs are revealed.
I'm a real bastard.
He's a bit of a bastard.
A little more me.
A little more me.
I cannot believe how many of the characters are doing this.
Okay, so Red Wedding.
Can we like count how many that they got from Game of Thrones to be in this sketch?
It's ridiculous.
I mean, it's all like, did Coldplay have to show up to where they were filming and just be like, hey, you need to stop filming?
This was for a charity, right? Red Nose Day was a charity, right? I believe.
Yes. Was it Oh, okay.
We're all passionate about this one, as you know. It starts very serious.
You don't mess around with water, friends.
Every style in the musical canon is captured in one day of blazing glory.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Can I say that I absolutely now really love Coldplay for this? Because I was never a big Coldplay fan. I didn't hate them or anything, but I was never a big fan. But this is making me really like them. It's very funny.
Okay, counterpoint. Remember when they stole music from other people?
God damn it, they did do that, huh?
Aww.
Well, they're technically stealing this idea. This whole thing has already been set up for them. They're just putting music to it.
Okay, well, I guess it's true.
Robbie Stark, keep the car running. There's no need to park. He's not going to make it through the night. Keep that wedding cake in the fridge. He didn't pay me back for using the bridge. I'm afraid this wedding won't be wise.
Are they doing the Disney Haunted Mansion song?
Red wedding, red wedding.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
The reigns of Castamere are here to stay.
Yep, it's the Haunted Mansion song.
Yeah, it's the Haunted Mansion song.
Red wedding, head shredding, bloodshed wedding. There will be no wedding or bedding. Hey, don't mess around with Walter Frey.
Bang, curtains. Tony Award. Great.
Yeah. Bang Curtains Tony Award.
I like that. Well, we got to start wrapping up. So, yes, it has been an hour.
Yeah, it has been. Shall we make predictions for next episode? Go around?
Sure, yeah. What do you think's going to happen, Marie?
Me?
You're the one that brought it up.
I want to see Tyrion Lannister work his magic over Daenerys and not get immediately killed, but instead get into her inner circle somehow, or vagina.
Inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she called her vagina. Dennis, what are you predicting?
I was going to say the same thing. Tyrion becomes Daenerys' advisor.
Ariel?
Somebody almost gets raped again.
Oh, well, that's an easy one. Mark?
We hope.
Well, it could be someone actually gets raped, so it's a good prediction.
Or more Sansa abuse.
Further progression in Arya's story, and I think Brienne finally gets off the fucking toilet and decides to do something about Sansa.
Sean?
What the fuck do I think? I think that Jaime is going to have to negotiate the terms of his release, and that's going to be interesting if I think... what they're doing is what they're doing.
Jesse?
I think they have to go back to King's Landing to have the trial. And Arya wasn't in this episode at all, so they have to catch up with her.
Yeah. I predict the Alice was...
Do they really, though?
This is an Arya-heavy episode next week is what I'm predicting. Arya and Dinkle's heavy. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Stay tuned next week. Yada, yada, yada. Party, wiener party, wiener party, party, party.